the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He divided the light from the darkness, gathered the seas together, and put the sun, moon, and stars in place. Sea creatures, birds, and animals were created, and in His image, mankind. Today, let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad as we remember His wondrous works.
The story of God's love and His plan of redemption for a fallen world. It is not a fable or a fairy tale. It is the true accounting of Jesus Christ, God's only Son. We tell it to you as we have heard it, and as a matter of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, and that He was raised from the dead on the third day, all in accordance with the Scriptures. Our story has been passed down through the ages by God's living Word through His people. And today, the story goes on.
Oh, man,
Shall live, and forever the story will go on. Through Jesus' death on the cross, the God of creation became the God of our salvation. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And forever the story goes on.
Through God's perfect plan, hands which shaped and fashioned the universe now reach out in love to save a lost and dying world. Sin had separated us from God, but through His love and grace, a bridge was formed which would bring us back to His tender mercy.
Gracious. hills of Arabia. Were it not for the region's grace has made us, His love.
And despair in our place. But by His resurrection power, a majestic bridge of grace and mercy now spans the awful gulf of sin built upon the cross of Jesus Christ.
I've seen you all my life. a figure on a crucifix, a death without a fight. You're hanging there upon a cross, just by your hands and feet. The picture's clear, but the story's incomplete.
So what was it that led you to that tree? What made you lay your body down to save someone like me? 'Cause though it's true, I know that you were God inside of man. So I guess sometimes it's hard to understand.
Showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Because of his supreme act of love, we have eternal life. We can also rest in the assurance that we have abundant life here and now through the provision of His grace and the power of resurrection life. Romans 8:11 reads, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." In every area of our lives, His grace is sufficient. In good times and bad times, in sadness and joy, in success and in failure. We count it all joy when we experience various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces perseverance and patience. Through His great power, He will supply all of our needs.
thank you for the grace and mercy which you have applied to our lives. This is eternal life, that we know you, the only true God, and your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. As we celebrate his glorious resurrection, we can say, along with the Apostle Paul, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
I chose to pay, and to think I ignored what really mattered, 'cause I thought the sacrifice would be too great. But when I finally reached the point of giving in, I found the cross was calling even
and because of the life, the crucifixion, and the resurrection, and the power that is found within that, as so ably has been presented by our choir this morning. It is even more ably done by God Himself for us to bring that power to bear upon us. Our hymn of decision is hymn number 329. There is power in the blood. Our altar is open this morning, but I hope more than that the altars of your hearts are opened for that which God brings to you. That grace, that power, that love. If you would like to make a public profession for Christ for the first time, our altar is open and we would welcome you. If you wish to join with this fellowship and minister in and from this place, we welcome you. If you wish to recommit yourself to that Christ that calls you, our altar is open. Number 329, there is power in the blood.